Welcome to today's episode of
In Case You Missed It.
Well, this morning we talked about a guy. He proposed to his woman, even though she stabbed him
13 times.
I don't get it. I don't get this, man. I don't understand.
You don't get what?
There's a fella, a Russian guy. He begged a judge to let his girlfriend go free.
Mm-hmm.
After she stabbed him, the boyfriend, the Russian man, 13 times.
Stabbed him?
Almost killed him.
Oh, my gosh.
He wanted her to be released so they could get married.
She just stabbed him 13 times.
Right, Tony, but you know what they say.
What?
It can, man. It can build a bridge. Doesn't matter.
She just...
If just 13 times.
What if she... Okay, if she stabs me one more time...
Right, that's what he said.
Okay, 12 times.
That's
maybe
all right.
13 stab wounds.
That's okay.
Dang,
14, she, 15, 15, I'm going to have to break it off.
I'm going to dump her.
But right now, love's still building that bridge. Every stab means love, I think. That's 13 loves.
Like the flower petal. You know, she loves me, she loves me not. She loves me, she loves me not.
This dude even proposed to her in court.
After.
Yeah, she's in there facing sentencing for stabbing him 13 times. So he thinks it's best to let love build that bridge and get down on one knee and ask the stabbing girl to marry him.
Well, now that's love.
I don't get it.
Now, see, and you women who get mad over the toilet seat being left up or down, look what this couple's working around right here.
Love can build that bridge.
They should be counselors, wedding marriage counselors.
Well, I'm personally glad that they're going to get married. At least, you know, take a stab at it. We do love it when y'all call. Here's a guy with a similar stabbing story.
About a year ago. My wife stabbed me with my own big mossy oak knife, stabbed me three times.
Three times?
Top of the head and then my side and then my leg. I had to take a knife away from her and told her to leave. That way nobody would get arrested.
Right. Uh-huh. And you was already married to her.
I've been married to her over, a little over 11 years.
Oh. Well,
but anyway.
It wasn't an accident.
If you'd have been stabbed 13 times, would you have called it off then or would you have waited for more?
I'd have just took the knife away from him.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. At three stab wounds, take the knife.
But at 13.
I never did go to the doctor. I just put rubber. It didn't hit no vitals or nothing in my side or anything.
Well.
Yes, she probably
that's love, then. If they don't hit the vitals, then that's love. There are some new dating terms out now. So the dating game out there is awful. I feel so bad for all of you who are in this dating pool.
It is.
It's so confusing.
It's a sea of dysfunction
trying
to meet other dysfunction. It really is.
Yeah, I'm glad that ain't me.
You know, which one is it with the Island of the Misfit Toys?
I don't know.
Rudolph,
okay.
Yeah, I don't. You know.
That's the dating pool?
That's the dating pool. We're all damaged goods. Yeah.
So there's three new terms that are floating around about modern dating. So there's, words that they're going to use to describe what you're doing, okay?
Okay.
So pocketing is a new term. Right. Pocketing, that's when someone is dating you but knows it's never really going to get serious, so they keep you away from meeting their friends or family. In other words, they're keeping you in their pocket. Okay.
Yeah.
Then there's cookie jarring. That's when someone treats you as a backup option while they date other people. Every once in a while, they metaphorically pull you out of the cookie jar, but only if they don't have any better options.
That's pretty clever, whoever's coming up with these dating terms.
Cookie jar people.
You've been cookie jarred.
Or you could be cookie jarred.
Right.
You could be a cookie in the jar. Mm-hmm. You could be in someone's pocket, too. You could be a cookie in a pocket.
Yeah. Okay.
Then the last one is U-turning. That's when you start dating somebody and you really like them, but then you find out some detail about them that means you have to just abruptly end things. You know, like a, criminal record or, I don't know, secret family or something.
Found out they're a serial killer.
Yeah. I mean, I think, to me anyway, I think secret family / serial killer is a deal breaker.
Red flag.
We learned about a new phone case. It has both a fork and a spoon in it. And that's not even the disturbing part of what we learned while talking to it.
Everyone does it.
The disturbing part is what we learned about Tony.
Everyone does
There's
it.
There's a thing called a spoon fork. Oh. I want to be sure I said that right because that could have gone bad.
Spoon?
A fork? Spoon fork. It's a new phone case with a built-in fork and spoon.
I kind of dig that.
It's going to run you about $29 if you want one.
Hey, you like technology.
Right,
that's
but this
technology.
Is awful.
I get behind
this
that.
This is dumb.
Like an eye fork and an eye spoon.
This is...
No, that's cool.
So what it looks like in the picture anyway, like you take them out of the case, your fork and your spoon.
Yeah.
And then I guess you're supposed to use them.
Uh-huh.
And then unclean, put them back into your case or... That just sounds real hard. I'm out on the spoon fork.
No, I like it. I like it.
Why? Because there's too much cleaning involved.
Well, you're going to lick your phone screen anyway.
You're going to do what?
Lick your phone screen.
You say you do what?
Everybody licks their phone screen, Jason.
Nobody licks their phone screen.
I do. Look how clean the cover of my phone is. Watch this, everybody.
Did some picking and grinning this morning.
Yeehaw!
I'm picking
and I am grinning.
Tony, it's so cold.
How cold is it, Jason?
It's so cold, I'm drinking hot sauce instead of coffee.
Boy, Jason, it's cold.
How cold is it?
It's so cold, I saw an Amish guy buying an electric blanket.
Boy, Tony, it sure is cold.
How cold is it?
It's so cold, ice cubes are coming out of my faucet.
Well, Jason, you know how cold it is?
Nuh-uh. How cold is it?
It's so cold, I saw a Greyhound bus, and the dog was riding inside it.
Tony, let me tell you, it's cold.
How cold is it?
It's so cold, cops are tasing themselves.
Here's how I tell you it's cold, Jason.
Really? Tell me how cold it is.
It's so cold that the ice cubes in my drink have goosebumps.
Everybody get ready because Tony had a fabulous story for us this morning.
Hope you enjoy.
It's Tony Tales.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, Tom Brady became homeless due to his scratch card lotto addiction, and he was living behind the dumpster at the Waffle House. Hey, man, let me borrow a dollar. I got one last Super Bowl ring, and I'm really wanting some hash browns smothered and covered. Hey, ain't you Peyton Manning? Said Tom Brady.
Yes, I'm Peyton Manning. It's good to see you, Tom. It's too bad you developed that scratch card addiction. You should have done nationwide insurance commercials like me. They paid me a fortune. Nationwide is on your side. I mean, that's all I say, and it's like, boom, millions.
Said Peyton Manning.
Here, Tom, since I'm so rich, I'd like to buy you some hash browns smothered and covered and You can keep your last Super Bowl ring. I still have all of mine.
Wow, you're the best quarterback ever, said Tom, lottery-addicted and stinky Brady.
Here's one more gift, Tom. I've got an air mattress. It's so you can sleep better behind this old dumpster. And here, I won't inflate it all the way since I know you like letting air out of things.
Tom Brady said thank you and then smacked Peyton's butt one last time as he walked away. The end.
Also the best country lyric never written.
Should be, though.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Her love had germs and gave his heart the flu. All his pain he blames achoo, achoo, achoo.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
Here it is. It's Tony's word of the day.
Practically a thesaurus, y'all.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Neutral gender envelope parcel package collection box. A neutral gender envelope parcel package collection box is the non-offensive way to say mailbox, since no one should judge if the mailbox is male or female. Neutral gender envelope and parcel package collection box.
That's Tony's word of the day. And we'll leave you, as always, with today's
real good.
If a dog and mailmen can come together,
by God,
anything is possible.
Yes, it is.
This happened last month, but it's just making news now. Ryan Ahrens is a UPS driver in Montana. And he was on his route last month, and he heard some yelping, like a dog yelping. Well, he turned. It turns out someone's dog had wandered out into a frozen pond and fallen through the ice about 15 feet off the shore.
He was on his route, saw that. Wow.
Ryan saw an older guy trying to break through the ice to get the dog in a rowboat, but he wasn't making any progress. It was just taking so long that he was starting to get to the point that the dog is now or never.
And the pond's frozen.
So Ryan stripped off his UPS uniform, got down to his boxers, jumped in the boat, and slid across the ice to where the dog was.
Wow, like Superman.
Unfortunately, the ice broke and he fell in, so he started swimming to the dog, lifted onto the ice, and saved its life. The owner of the boat took them both inside, and Ryan and the dog took a hot shower together to get warm.
Wow. So saved man's best. That's man's best friend.
Yeah, yeah, he sure did.
And turned out to be man's best friend's best friend.
Here's what, this is cool too. Ryan, he ended up finishing his route, and he had about another 20 packages to deliver that day. He didn't see the dog again until recently when he had a package for her owner. The dog's name is Sadie, and she ran right up to him, like remembered him, like, that's the guy who did it.
What an awesome reunion.
Ryan says saving her was by far the highlight of his 15 years at UPS.
And think about that. Came back, finished his route.
Yeah.
After jumping in a frozen pond.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of makes what you've done lately kind of,
he's a superhero.
I've done, meh. Ryan, on the other hand, is killing it. Actually saving it, I guess. Ryan, you are
real good.
All right, well, that's it for today's podcast. Thank y'all for listening, downloading, subscribing, and telling your friends about it, and overall making this an awesome podcast.
And thanks to everybody who catches it live every morning.
Appreciate y'all, too. This has been
In Case You Missed It.